A trial that resumes today in Egypt is causing tense relations between Washington and Cairo. Ayman Nour is a prominent opposition politician and candidate for president. He's accused of forging about 1,000 signatures in order to get his Tomorrow Party registered. If convicted, he faces 15 years in prison and would be barred from running for president. President Bush, in his speech on Iraq this week, made reference to democratic reformers in Egypt. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with Ayman Nour, who's seen as the most prominent figure in a growing movement for democratic reforms in Egypt. Joining me now is Hani Shukrala, editor-in-chief of the English weekly Al Ahram. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Do the charges against Ayman Nour have merit? What's the evidence against him?
The evidence, well, they've got five people from his organization that are testifying against him. This was the surprise we found out a couple of days ago when the proceedings began.
And they're saying that they're with his organization and they know
that they did forge membership applications and that this was done with his knowledge. The thing is, you see, there is an absurd aspect to the whole case, is that he needed only 50 people to register the party. But the applications that he presented included several thousand, which he didn't actually need. So the whole motive for the alleged forgery is absurd. This is the big question mark about the whole thing. The other thing, of course, is that he is saying, and his lawyers are saying, that these people who have testified against him are in fact police agents who had been placed in his organization, and now they're being brought out to say this sort of thing.
Ayman Nour has made his plans to challenge President Hosni Mubarak in an election in September. If he is unable to run, is there anyone else of his stature who might oppose Mubarak?
Ayman Nour, in any case, would not have won against Mubarak. I mean, this is something that the in the Western media, you know, the idea that Nour is our new big hope. He isn't fighting for democracy. But
if he cannot win, though, is would he be hugely symbolic?
It would be symbolic, yeah. I mean, anybody who will run against Mubarak in the coming elections will be largely symbolic. But in my article this week in my newspaper, I wrote that while the political landscape in Egypt has been really most dramatically transformed over the past few months, you know, street politics has become almost the order of the day. We really have an amazingly free press in the past period. People, red lines have been crossed, taboos have been broken, and so on. But what we need to acknowledge is that that landscape is actually a very narrow landscape. We're speaking about what remains an elite phenomena. We're speaking about intellectuals, political activists, who, you know, number ultimately something in the thousands, and this in a country of 70 million people. The rest of the people remain outside and looking on. When they will enter this fray and how is really the big question, and that's the question that the future of the reform movement depends on, in fact.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're quite welcome.
Hani Shukrala is the editor-in-chief of the English weekly Al Ahram in Cairo, Egypt.